Mr. Rowe, how can science and technology park contribute to develop the economy of a territory?
Science and technology parks, they are very much an economic development tool which are rooted in a region or a sub-region of a country. And they're rooted because they're founded on property rather than on being free-floating in the economy of a nation. But you have to be careful when you talk about property and buildings in a science park because you mustn't fall into the trap of just thinking they're a business park. They need to be a gateway to business opportunity. They are different from a university, but they need to be close to a university. Close, not just physically, but more importantly, organizationally, they are close to a university because that's the knowledge power. That's the knowledge base of an area. And what the science park has to be is an organization which faces towards businesses, understands business, and is able to work with a university to help them bring through their knowledge to help those businesses.
Can the science and technology parks act as a flywheel for small and medium enterprises in such a critical moment?
Yes, they can, and most of them do, and they do a very good job in the area of helping small companies, but particularly small, very innovative, technology-based companies. What these parks do is that they have programs which are designed to help those businesses to develop and to help entrepreneurs to get into technology business for the first time. We typically call those environments incubators, which are based on science parks. And in good science parks, you'll find that the management teams of the park operate those programs, sometimes by themselves, sometimes with others, to provide a whole range of services which enable the entrepreneurs and small firms to gain access to finance, access to technology, access to all sorts of different types of skills and people, so that their businesses can stay in business, so that they have a much better survival rate, but more importantly, also they can grow. So science parks are very much a flywheel. A good park is very much a flywheel for helping science parks to gain momentum in the marketplace.
Starting from your experience, what are the keys to success for a technology park?
Well, a lot of people have made different sorts of comments about keys to success. I think that perhaps one of the most important ones, that they have the right context in their regions. So they don't stand alone. They are intimately connected with, involved with the implementation of regional innovation policies, regional business startup programs. They are an essential component of what a region is doing to foster new technology-based businesses. I think that's probably one of the most important ones. But what we do know is that successful science parks usually employ very high-quality senior executives, and they have very good boards, so that the executives are supported by boards of directors who themselves are powerful within the local economy. And I think a third very important key to success is that they operate themselves as a sustainable business. We know that the public sector helps science parks a great deal to get started, but as time goes on, these science parks really have to learn to stand by themselves and be sustainable and go on for year after year, decade after decade, continuing to influence and support and develop the local economy through innovation of its client base.